Welcome to New American Radio, a series exploring new territories for the art of radio.
In its 10 years as a weekly national series from 1987 to 1998, New American Radio commissioned and distributed over 300 original works. Conceptual new drama, associational documentary, language explorations, sonic meditations, environmental compositions, musical explorations, and works that pioneer new dimensions in acoustic space. Wave Farm is thrilled to partner with New American Radio to ensure these works remain available to listeners today and into the future. New American Radio was organized by Helen Thorington, executive producer, and Regina Beyer, associate producer. A special thanks to both Helen Thorington and Joanne Green for their generous support and collaboration in this partnership. Up next is Parts of Speech by Pamela Z. Thank you for listening.
Am. Up to, and, or, at, to, in, a, to, and, with, and, to, with, ing, and, z, or, is, o, and, up, to, in, with, a, and, a, or, a, o, it, at, z, ing, in, ed, a, z, and, is, and, up, a, or, it, with, z, and, ed, or, in, a, and, and, to, in, a, it, and, z, ing, a, or, a, o, it, z, ing, and, in, z, and, with, and, a, or, it, o, and, ed, or, in, a, and, a, in, a, with, and, z, ing, a, it, z, ing, and, in, z, and, a, it, z, ing, ed, z, is, and, if you are careful to learn correct word order, it is possible to create sentences that are grammatically correct. Noun, adverb, verb, pronoun, adjective, noun, preposition, adjective, noun. Waitresses usually offer us free coffee at Joe's Cafe. Subject, modifier, verb, indirect object, modifier, direct object, preposition, modifier, object of preposition. Women rarely give me three nations in front of sturdy DNA. You practically bring her androgynous statements in regard to younger, fluid. Beverly always recommends my billiard table together with brushed understanding. I honestly, write him 47. Men, between, bleak, visitors, kindness, modifier, fresh verb, do, anybody, object, anyone, modifier, coronation, direct, because object, of, ambiguous, modifier, kindnesses, object of preposition, us, a, it, ing, ed, work, work, ing, work, z, work, d, is, was, were, are, arm, write, write, z, write, ing, wrote. An idiomatic expression means something beyond the simple combination of the definitions of its individual words. Such expressions cannot be sensibly translated word for word into another language. Be careful to use idiomatic English, not unidiomatic approximations. Unidiomatic. Comply to, superior than, buy off of, in love of, crazy around, angry on, oblivious about, dress off, capable to, compare against, prior than, drop on, idiomatic, comply with, superior to, buy from, in love with, crazy about, angry with, oblivious to, dress down, capable of, compare with, prior to, drop in. Many a man is idiomatic, many the man is not. Up to, with, and, or, o, at, to, in, a, and, with, a, it, or, o, at, to, in, a, and, up, to, a, it, with, and, or, at, to, in, a, and, with, a, it, or, o, at, with, a, and, or, o, it, with, in, a, or, at, to, in, a, and, with, a, it, or, and, a, to, with, a, and, or, a, it, with, in, a, and, to, in, a, it, and, with, a, it, or, a,
Acknowledge, anybody, adjective, conflicts, acquisition of, spirited, discussed.
Words are usually grouped into eight classes or parts of speech, but the actual classification of any word is dependent upon its use in the sentence. He is reading a book. She got a good reading. The reading machine reads slowly and clearly.
Small talk. Noun. Casual or trivial conversation. Interjection. 1. A sudden, short utterance, an ejaculation. 2. A part of speech usually expressing emotion and capable of standing alone, such as ugh, or wow, hello, or hey baby.
You say,
"How's it going?"
Like it's a command, not a question. It's kind of,
"How's it going?"
And,
"How's it going, babe?"
And what am I supposed to reply to that? And what if I don't feel like chatting? What about when you say,
"Looking good,"
and I say, thank you, to be polite? The last time I checked, responding to a compliment does not constitute a marriage proposal. I said, "Thank you." That's not enough. Now you have to
walk with you.
And what about all those unwanted terms of endearment? All those mealy-mouthed,
baby.
And all the grumbled,
sugar.
And
sweetheart.
And
honey.
That I must endure just to get from point A to point B, night or day. I don't even know you. What do you say to your wife or your lover? What do you say to your real sweetheart if you say all those words to me? A person you've never even seen before. Do you say,
"Babe, love, sugar, looking good, babe, love, sweetheart, baby, honey, love, babe, sugar"?
Or do you just come in the door and say, "Hello, that's a lovely hat you're wearing. Excuse me, can you tell me the time? Nice day, isn't it?"
Baby, honey, sweetheart, looking good, babe. Love, how's it going? Love, honey, walk with you. How's it going? How's it going, babe? Baby, love. Walk with you. Sugar. How's it going, babe? Sweetheart. Walk with you. How's it going, babe? How's it going, babe? Good. How's it going? How's it going, babe? How's it going?
Sugar.
Sweetheart. Baby.
Sugar.
Good. How's it going, babe?
Sugar.
Walk with you.
Sweetheart.
Good.
Babe.
Sugar.
Sweetheart.
How's it going?
How's it going, babe?
Walk with you.
How's it going?
Sugar.
Good.
Love.
Excuse me, may I get by?
Love, baby. How's it going, babe?
Fine, thanks.
Love, sugar.
Sweetheart.
Excuse me.
Walk with you.
No.
Sugar. Good, babe.
Thank
sweetheart.
You.
Babe. Honey.
Love.
Sugar.
No. No.
How's it going,
no.
Babe? How's it
sugar.
Going?
No. No. No.
Sweetheart.
No.
Walk with you.
No. No.
No. No. No.
Sugar.
No.
Excuse me.
No.
No.
Hello, that's a lovely hat you're wearing. Excuse me, can you tell me the time? Nice day, isn't it?
Bit bod bite, 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 bit
bod bite, bit bod bite, bit bod bite, bit bod bite, bit bod bite, bit bod bite, bit bod. I don't know how to articulate it really, but
jargon geek speak.
I think a nerd is somebody who...
My definition of a geek would be someone who finds...
What I call a geek.
The basic simple...
Nerd's got to be sort of smart or something, how, but a geek could just
computer
kind of
geek stuff.
Word geek.
Oh, a nerd is a language we...
I like all that math
and I refer
stuff.
To as geeking out.
My definition of a geek would be someone who finds a machine or a really esoteric, like, logical to be really fascinating construct and likes to, and understands it, see what its limits are, and see exactly what it entails, play with it, and to the extent that they probably find it slightly more fascinating than conversation with most people.
I don't know how to articulate it really, but I the Unix operating system. I mean, when we say PC operating system, we probably
Mac, no question.
Which is a personal computer that came out in the mid '80s.
All the aspects of Unix that people hate.
I've heard good things about Plan 9, though.
I don't know how to articulate it really, but
an incredible piece of cruft.
It's so gross. It's so crufty. It's this big organic
hacks piled on kludges, piled on unstable foundations. Really frightening to look at.
Translate all the computer stuff. Write an operating system. 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 Write an operating system.
Write an operating system. Write an operating system. Write an operating system. Write an operating system. Write an operating system. Write an operating system. Write an operating system. Write an operating system. Write an operating system. Write an
operating system. Write an operating system. Write an operating system. Write an operating system. Write an operating system. Write an operating system. Write an operating system. Write an operating system. Write an operating system. Write an operating system. Write an operating
system. Another thing that might be good to fry myself with.
Internet protocol. One little teeny control panel, Mac TCP. All that does is just translate all the computer stuff into TCP/IP and then it's done. Bang. You know, things can still try and like grab memory space that they're not supposed to be able to grab and collapse the whole thing.
Cool little box that it was so beautiful in that it was all structured.
Cool little
box.
This is actually very, very, very cool.
That's just a cool thing in and of itself. Like, how cool? Like, that's just a cool thing in and of itself. Like, how cool? Someone's...
The most exciting thing in modern...
Cool! Although I do dream of computers, and I had one really weird dream where I was trying to move my arm by double-clicking on it.
//backslash/lasers/backslash/lasers/backslash/lasers/backslash/lasers/backslash/lasers/backslash/lasers/backslash/lasers/backslash/lasers/backslash/lasers/backslash/lasers/backslash/lasers/backslash/lasers/backslash/lasers/backslash/lasers/backslash/lasers/backslash/lasers/backslash/lasers/backslash/lasers/backslash/lasers/backslash/lasers/backslash/lasers/backslash/lasers/backslash/lasers/backslash/lasers/backslash/lasers/backslash/lasers/backslash/lasers/backslash/lasers/backslash/lasers/backslash/lasers/backslash/lasers/backslash/lasers/backslash/lasers/backslash/lasers/backslash/lasers/backslash/lasers/backslash/lasers/backslash/lasers/backslash/lasers/backslash/lasers/backslash/lasers/backslash/lasers/backslash/lasers/backslash/lasers/backslash/lasers/backslash/lasers/backslash/lasers/back more. Okay, so we're reading from the second college edition of the American Heritage geek. Dictionary.
A carnival performer whose show consists of bizarre geek. Acts such as bite biting the head off
a
flying
geek is a person that bites slang. Chickens' heads off.
Well, a geek eats chickens' heads.
The nerd eats pizza. Of biting the head off a live chicken or snake.
The origins of the word aren't terribly pleasant.
Oh, a nerd is
noun, slang. A socially inept, foolish, or ineffectual person.
Somebody that orders their pizza by their fax modem. Just fax in their orders for their pizza, and it gets delivered to their workplace, and they never have to leave.
What I call a geek, I think is what they call a nerd.
So nerds can be hip, but be nerds. But geeks, by definition, can't be hip.
So all geeks are that's nerds, one aspect of what I think
of
as a
nerd. So I would nerd sort of call myself better a nerd than that. Nerd doesn't have to be pejorative. Nerd can somehow be someone who's just, you know, really into their thing. Geek is just a loser completely somehow.
He was a nerd, not a geek, though, in that he wasn't really any good at anything.
A nerd's got to be sort of smart or something, how, but a geek can just kind of be...
A geek, you know, on the other hand, touch with, I think it's sort of the mainstream, which somebody, is not to say somebody who's a bit that, out of, you know, touch, such a fabulous thing.
With their mother dresses them funny, they talk
one
funny.
One who eats computer,
you know,
bugs
it might
for
be
a
more technical people that nerds
terrible
are better than geeks, though.
When you start calling something by its acronym, then you've, like, moved a step towards it. And when you've taken the acronym and started pronouncing the acronym as if it were a word, then you're being geekish.
That's where the geek code is. Computer geek. New Hacker's Dictionary, there it is.
FTP stands for File Transfer Protocol. But people use it as an adjective, like, oh, I'll FTP that, not an adjective, but use it as a verb, like, I'll FTP that over
to
you.
Entry for geek code and geek out. Maybe either a fundamentally clueless individual or a proto-hacker, also called Turbo Nerd, Turbo
Geek. GUI for graphical user interface, and CLUI for command line user interface.
You know, very technical conversation with someone in a context where this might not be considered really a great thing to do. So if you're at a party, you might say, oh, hold on, I'm going to geek out.
I mean, the pride comes in. It's like, yeah, you know, this is who I am. A pocket protector, a slide rule, is something of, like, you know, well, not slide rule, because calculators work better. But, like, you know, like a pocket protector, like taping your glasses, it's like, you know, you just, like, having your glasses look nice is just not a priority. It just doesn't matter. You know, you'll dress how your parents dressed you in some, like, 1940s whatever, and so you've got, like, this bad knockoff of 1940s clothing. You know, why would I spend money on clothes when I could buy an external hard drive?
Ask. Verb. Asked. Asking. Asks. 1. To put a question to. 2. To seek an answer to. For example, ask a question. 3. To seek information about. For example, ask directions. 4. To make a request of or for. For example, ask me for money. Asking a favor. 5. To require or call for as a price or condition, for example, ask $10 for the book. 6. To expect or demand, for example, ask too much of a child. 7. To invite, for example, ask them to dinner. To make inquiry, seek information, to make a request. Beg. Verb, to ask for as charity, for example, begged money while sitting in a doorway. To ask earnestly for or of a treat, for example, begged me for help. To evade, dodge, for example, a speech that begged the real issue. To make a humble or urgent plea. Begged money while sitting in a doorway. Asked for help. Begged money while sitting in the doorway. Asked too much. Begged money while sitting in the doorway. Begged me for help. Begged money while sitting in the doorway. Begged. Ask too much.
Please wait, change.
Excuse me, I don't mean to interrupt you folks. I'm homeless and I'm hungry. I was wondering if you'd be nice enough to help me out.
Could you spare 80 cents to help me get home? Could you spare 80 cents to help me get home? Could you spare 80 cents to help me get home? Could you spare 80 cents to help me get home? Could you spare 80 cents to help me get home? Could you spare 80 cents to help me get home? Could you spare 80 cents to help me get home? Could you spare 80 cents to help me get home? Could you spare 80 cents to help me get home? Could you spare 80 cents to help me get home? Could you spare 80 cents to help me get home? Could you spare 80 cents to help me get home?
Can you spare change?
Could you spare 80 cents to help me get home?
I was at a job.
Please remember those who paid the high price of our freedom by sending your tax-deductible gift.
Could you spare 80 cents?
Excuse me, I don't mean to interrupt you folks.
Help bring these veterans back to a useful, enjoyable life.
Could you spare 80 cents to help me get home?
Please pay change. Anything.
The support and generosity of our members is what keeps the magnificent doors of the museum
open. Our next season everything it deserves to be.
For something to eat. Anything.
Could you spare 80 cents to help me get home?
I say, sir, could you help a guy out with
his
dime today?
Excuse me, I'm hungry. I was wondering if you'd be nice enough to help me out.
All I need is 15 more cents to get out of the BART station.
I say, sir. Ma'am.
Could you spare 80 cents to help me get home?
I'm just simple and truthful. Well, I don't lay no story on them. I don't tell them no kind of story or anything else. I say, sir. Ma'am. Could you help a guy out with a dime today? You know what my name is? Ever since I've been out of the
25 years.
Ma'am, you're talking about money now.
Anything?
Hey, could
help
you help me,
out.
Please?
For something to eat.
All I need is...
Excuse me.
Your membership...
Spare 80 cents to help me
get a hotel room for a
please
night.
Please send the most generous contribution you can to...
Can you spare change? Anything? Bad. For something to bad. Eat, like now? Bad. Some tan bags. I'm a woman.
Ask a question.
How was your trip? Where are you going? What are you having? How is it ending? How was your trip? Where are you going? What are you having? How is it ending? How was your trip? Where are you going? What are you having? How is it ending? How was your trip? Where are you going? What are you having? How is it ending?
You must have flown last night.
How is it ending?
You must have seen lots of
views
out the left window.
How is it ending?
Over the left wing.
How is it ending?
By the time I got your message, you had gone.
How is it ending?
By the time I got your message, you had gone.
How is it ending?
By the time I got your message, you had gone.
How is it ending?
By the time I got your message, you had gone.
How is it ending? How was your trip? Where are you going? What are you having? How is it ending? How was your trip? Where are you going? What are you having? How is it ending? How was your trip? Where are you going? What are you having? How is it ending? How was your trip? Where are you going? What are you having? How is it ending? How was your trip? Where are you going? What are you having? How is it ending? How was your trip? Where are you going?
By the time I got your message, you had gone.
How is it ending?
By the time I got your message, you had gone.
How is it ending?
By the time I got your message, you had gone.
How is it ending?
By the time I got your message, you had gone.
You had gone. How is it ending? How was your trip? Where are you going? What are you having? How is it ending? How was your trip? Where are you going? What are you having? How is it ending? How is your trip? Where are you going? What are you having? How is it ending? How is your trip? Where are you going? What are you having? How is it ending? How is your trip? Where are you going? What are you having? How is it ending? How is your trip? Where are you going? Where are you going? What are you having? Was it ending? Where are you having? How was your trip? What are you going? Where are you going? What is it happening? How is it ending? How was your trip? Where are you going? What are you having? How is it ending? How was your trip? Where are you going? What are you having? How is it ending? How was your trip? Where are you going? What are you having? How is it ending?
When do you read your email?
How was your trip?
What's
where
you going? What are you having? How is it ending? How is your trip? Where are you going? What are you having? How is it ending? Where are you going? What are you having? How is it ending? How is your trip? Where are you going? What are you having? How is it ending? How is your trip? Where are you going? What are you having? How is it ending? How is your trip? Where are you going? What are you having? How is it ending? How is your trip? Where are you going? What are you having? How is it ending?
What are you going?
How is your trip? Where are you going? What are you having? How is it ending? How is your trip? Where are you going? How is your trip? Where are you going? Where are you having? How is it ending? How is your trip? Where are you going? Where are you having? How is it ending? How is your trip? Where are you going? Where are you having? When is it ending?
Words are usually grouped into eight classes or parts of speech, but the actual classification of any word is dependent upon its use in the sentence.
You just heard Parts of Speech by Pamela Z, broadcast by New American Radio.